Hi guys, welcome back to 51 Wishes. I hope you guys had a good week. I was super excited to record this week, and I am really sad about this week's episode because we are doing Sever Anna. Be prepared to cry. I know I have a few of you that sent me some thoughts about Severide and Anna, and I'm going to go through those. And we're just going to be going through their story and see what everybody, you know, has to say. So without further ado, let's just jump right in and get through the sadness, because we all know there will be some. I cry every time I watch Anna pass. It's probably the worst scene of Chicago Fire for me. Just because it's really sad, and Kelly crying does not sit well with me. He's precious. All right. So, obviously, their relationship status is they're not together due to Anna's death. And that is a really sad and very bitter end. But there are some thoughts in here that from some people that I will tell you, and you'll see how it kind of, you know, helped Kelly in the long run. So they first meet in season 5, episode 9, and then their first kiss is season 5, episode 11. They officially, I guess, start a relationship in season 5, episode 15. I'm kind of behind on that. And then it ends 5:18. They get back together in 5:19, and they say their first I love you, season 5, episode 20, which is also the episode that Anna passed. So I guess that was just like their I love you goodbye, which is super sad. They never moved in together. They were never engaged. They were never married. They didn't really have a chance to because of Anna's cancer, which is sad. So we find out about Anna before we even meet her, because at this point, Clark is still here. He's not part of 51, but he's at Chicago Med. He went to school to become a doctor. So Clark, you know, comes to Kelly and is like, hey, we have this patient that needs bone marrow, and you're in the registry, and you are a match, and it was really hard to find a match, and, you know, if you want to do this, let's do it. If not, let's not. And of course, Kelly is immediately like, yeah, I'll do it. Where do I sign? Like, I'm doing it. He tries to tell him, you know, it's going to hurt. It's a long process. It ultimately could not save her. He's like, where do I sign? I'm not even thinking about it. Where do I sign? So in episode 8 of season 5, that's when Clark shows Kelly Anna is like, you know, convinces him to get checked and see if he is a match, which he is. And then in episode 9, Maggie comes to draw some blood from Kelly, tells Kelly that Anna wants to meet him, but she advises against it because it could bring her hope. And then if that doesn't end up working, it could be rough for her. So Kelly ultimately goes against Maggie, not against her, but goes against her advice, and he brings some trashy magazines for Anna, and then also ends up meeting her dad, and they're all like just so happy that he's around, you know, happy that he's going to do this for them, all that stuff. And then later on in that episode, Clark tells him that they have to cancel the donation because Anna had an infection, some kind of infection. And Kelly's actually devastated. He's kind of sad about it because this is his chance to help her. And, you know, he's met her. And he's just like, so you're just going to let her die? And Clark tells him, like, no, we're going to try, but no promises. So that's all for that episode. And then we go to season 5, episode 10. I'm going to try and put the names in here so you guys know which ones they are. So, let's see. Move that away. Season 5, episode 10 is titled... Oh my god, my computer's running so slow. Season 5, episode 10... is called The People We Meet. So, Clark comes, tells Kelly, the donation's back on, we gave her some medicine, she's okay. Let's get this done. But this is also the episode that Kelly jumps out a window because he has no chance of escaping a fire. So he jumps out a third story window, I think, lands on the ground, injures his back. Now they can't do the epidural. So he can't donate at all. He ends up, while he's in the hospital, he ends up going to see Anna and ends up talking about his feelings. And that's not something we see from Kelly. I mean, more in recent seasons we've seen it from him. But in season 5, not usually. Kelly, to me, is kind of one of those, just he kind of keeps to himself. He kind of keeps his emotions in check. And I really like when we get to see him kind of vulnerable because that's not what we ever see from him. It's something different. It's real. It's Kelly. So he goes to talk to her, and then he ends up doing his surgery without anesthesia or an epidural or any kind of thing. They just numb him, and I really feel like that did not go very well. It was like that scream, I couldn't tell if it was real or not, or if it was just CG or whatever, or audio effects, whatever, but man, that was like... not a happy scream at all. I don't know how he did it without anesthesia or anything, because heck, nope. I mean, if you truly love somebody, though, you probably would be able to just get through the pain and do it, but I, yikes. That's just a yikes moment for me, because I don't know if it was for someone that I loved that was, like, dearly close to me, oh my god, that's a hard choice. I mean, if it was my parents or my brother, I probably would. I don't have a boyfriend, so I can't say that. But, I mean, if it was someone that's extremely close to me, I probably would. But if it was, I don't know if I would do it for someone I just met, like, randomly. That would be a really hard decision. So after that... After his surgery, he seems all upbeat, blah, blah, blah. Anna's in the room with them. They're watching hockey. And then they come to get Anna for her operation. And Kelly just kind of, Clark tells Kelly, like, hey, I know you're in pain. We've given you everything we can. You don't have to put on a brave face anymore. Just, you know, lay here, relax. Poor Kelly, like, oh, it sucks for him. I'm so sad for him in this episode. Because he just looks so, like, he just looks like he's, I can't. So then, that's the end for that episode. We go to season 5, episode 10. Oh, wait. I'm, like, losing my mind here. Season 5, episode 11 is called Who Lives and Who Dies. And first thing, Kelly swings by Med just to see Anna. And then... Anna asks Stella to come by, because if you remember, Stella was his emergency contact for the surgery. And Stella's kind of a background at this point for him, because Anna's kind of his, you know, where his view's at. Not Stella quite yet. Yes, they're friends, but they're not together. They're friends, they do things for each other, he trusts her, but they're not together yet. So Anna you know, asked Stella to come by and thanks her for helping Kelly out and thanks her for, you know, being there for Kelly when she ultimately could not be because, like I said, emergency contact. And then she asks if him and Stella are a couple. And Stella obviously tells him no. So after this point, he asks Anna to stay in town because at this point she's going to go home. You know, she's kind of, she's better. And she's ready to go home. She's ready to go home to Springfield, which I looked it up and I think Springfield is about 3 hours. I'm going to look it up again, but I'm pretty sure it's about 3 hours from Chicago. And I don't know if that would be a long distance relationship that Kelly could handle. Yeah. 3 hours and 14 minutes is about 202 miles. And that's straight up I-55. But if you go longer, it can be about 3 hours and 40 minutes. That's just taking the expressway. But I don't know about Kelly. Like, I don't know if he could not control that, but I don't know if he could be okay with that. Because if you think about now, he sees Stella every day. He lives with Stella. He works with Stella. Could you imagine Kelly Severide having a relationship 3 hours away? Because I honestly don't think that I can. I don't know. But at this, I don't know. I would have loved to kind of see that. That would have been kind of interesting to see. I don't know. So anyway, he asks her to stay in town. And then that's when they have their first kiss. Because he's like, please stay in town. Like, there's something here. There's something that you and I have. And I don't want you to go. So she decides, like, she does ultimately leave Med. She's got released. She's going home. But she leaves Kelly a picture. She leaves him a picture. I think it was of her. But she leaves Kelly a picture. And the sticky note that she left on it says, someday. So at this point, we're kind of thinking, like, oh, are we going to see Anna again? Are we not going to see Anna again? I was hoping we would because I really liked them together and I really thought they were, you know, cute together. So, let's see. After this, the next episode that we hear anything about Anna is season 5, episode 12, which is called An Agent of the Machine. And this is when I think it was Benny tries to get him a job in Springfield. He tries to get him a job in Springfield being a battalion chief. And Kelly's thinking about it because he mentions that he knows a girl in Springfield when he's down there for the visit. Do you see where I'm going with this? Do you think he would move if Anna was, you know? I don't know, because I really think that he likes his job at 51, and I think he likes running squad, but if it really meant enough to him, he probably would go. He probably would go. He probably would, you know, build a beautiful life with Anna if she never got cancer, if she never died. I think, honestly, if Anna didn't get cancer and die, they would be together instead of Stella and Severide. Don't get me wrong. I love Stellaride with all my heart. But I think they would have been cute. So that's really all we, you know, have from that episode is just a girl that he knows in Springfield. But obviously we know the girl that he knows in Springfield is Anna. Because who else could it be? All right. That's all we got for that episode. And then in season 5, episode 13, called Trading in Scuttlebutt, Kelly stops by the Springfield Hospital to see Anna and tells her, you know, I got this job offer. I'm thinking about taking it. And she tells him, do not move here for me. Like, don't just move here for me. Move here because you want to move here, because you want this job. And she literally tells him that, like, don't do it just for me. And then they kiss and it's cute. And that's all for that episode. Just like... So let's see. Season 5, episode 14 was called Purgatory. And this is the episode that I think it's towards the end. He calls Anna and tells her, I'm staying at 51. I'm staying in Chicago. I'm not coming to Springfield. You know, this is home. Let's see here. And that's all for that episode. Like, it's just like for a long time, it's like a little snippet and snippet and snippet and snippet. Even after Anna's death, we have a few snippets of what, you know, goes on in here. Let's see. So in season 5, episode 15, called Death Trap, Severide asks Maggie about a job opening at Med for Anna. She tells him, Maggie tells him, you know, oh, it was filled. Like, and he says, darn, you know, Anna would have been perfect for that job. Little did he know, Anna was the one that took the job. Doesn't know that yet, though. After kind of a rough shift, he calls Anna, leaves her a voicemail that says, you know, I miss you. I wish you were here. Blah, blah, blah. All that cute, mushy, gushy, lovey stuff. On her phone. And then at the end of the episode, Anna's on the app floor. She's on the app floor. Stella comes to get Kelly and he goes out and he's just like, someday was her idea. And she's going to take advantage of this someday opportunity. And she took the job at Med. So she is moving to Chicago. Yay! Happy ending. So far, at least. We don't hear anything from them in season 5, episode 16, but then they come back again in episode 17, which is Babies and Fools. I love this episode. It's one of the funny ones. Well, not funny, but there are some funny quips. Every single storyline in Chicago Fire, I swear, every episode has to have a funny storyline. I'm sometimes laughing. I'm sometimes crying. I'm sometimes not, you know, I'm paying attention, like, curious, like, every Chicago Fire episode. It's the greatest thing on earth. So Severide tells a child named Zach after an accident that Anna's great. She's an awesome nurse. You know, she'll take good care of you. And Anna's the nurse on Zach's case for a while. He comes back later to see them both. And when it kind of seems like she's had a rough shift, Kelly brings her coffee. And Anna tells him, like, I can't rely on you for everything. I can't just, you know, I gotta do some things for myself. She's sad, you know, she can tell that, or he can tell that she misses home. So later on, they're at 51. I keep saying, if I would, ugh, I hate that about myself sometimes. Blech. Stop saying them. Later on, they're at 51, and Joe asks how Anna is, Joe Cruz. And Kelly tells him that she misses home, and he can't blame her if she decides to go back. And Joe tells her, like, this is the greatest city in Illinois. This is the greatest city on earth. What are you talking about? You know, you have to show her around. So later on, he decides to bring Anna to Molly's. Of course, this is when they have their disco night, because Otis wanted it. R.I.P. Otis. We miss you. And then he takes her ice skating and shows her, like, a beautiful view of the city. So, I mean, it kind of puts it into perspective for her. So, in season 5, episode 18, called Take a Knee, Anna stayed at Kelly's place, and they're talking about camping in the morning, you know, and, he says, I'll take you to this place. I've, you know, gone there a few times. She goes, how many girls have you taken here? And he's honest with her, tells her a few, because Kelly Severide's got game, you know. Later on, he's talking to Benny, and Benny finds out about Anna. This can't be good, because we all know Benny. Yikes. So, they're getting coffee, and Kelly tells her, like, hey, my dad wants to meet you. But, of course, refers to him as Benny, because we all know Benny and Kelly's relationship. So after that, you know, Anna meets that or shows up to dinner and she just seems kind of off. She's like, she sits there for about 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, like 2 minutes, and then leaves, just leaves. And Kelly follows her, like says, "What's wrong? You know, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was going to bring a date, blah, blah, blah." And while she's getting a taxi, she tells Kelly that she thinks they're wrong for each other. And at this point, I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, I don't understand where she was coming from with this. But now, in the next episode, we find out why she was saying this. That she thinks they're wrong for each other. That, you know, maybe we're just trying to, you know, work with something that's not going to work. So, season 5, episode 19 is called Carry Their Legacy. And Kelly just starts off leaving Anna a voicemail. You know, "I miss you. I want to know what's, you know, I really want to talk to you," blah, 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 that mumbo jumbo. And then he goes to Med and finds out that Anna took leave. Didn't say why, just said that she was taking leave. So what does Kelly do? He goes to Springfield, shows up at Anna's place. Anna's dad tries to lie for her and say, you know, she's not here. I don't know where she's at, where she's coming back. So Anna comes up behind her dad, tells him, you know, it's fine, whatever. And then she tells Kelly the cancer returned and shuts the door on Kelly. So obviously at this point, she's like, I don't want to start anything because, you know, cancer's in my bones and I'm... they don't know if I'm going to live or die, you know. That was the sad part. Poor Kelly's face. His face was just so, like, heartbroken. And I didn't blame him because that would suck. To find out that your who you thought your girlfriend was has cancer and then she shuts the door in your face. That would suck. So I guess a few days later, while Kelly's on shift, Anna's dad actually shows up at 51 and tells Kelly that Anna was her best when they were together and please don't give up on her. She needs you, all that stuff. And of course he doesn't, you know, he's like, okay, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go back. So he goes to Anna's house again with a picture from a patient named Becca that Anna used to read stories with in the mornings, and apparently Becca misses her, which is warranted. Anna admits, like, she's terrified. And obviously, like, excuse me, obviously wouldn't you be terrified if you knew about it? So she hugs on to him, and Kelly brings Anna back to Med, tells her that they're, you know, together and that that's enough for now. We'll deal with this all together. We'll figure it out. That's what we're going to do. So if you're ready to cry, we're going to go through season 5, episode 20, which is Carry Me. And this is the saddest episode, I swear. And I cry every time I watch it because Kelly is heartbroken. I literally just watched this one the other day. So Kelly's sitting at Anna's bedside. Doctor says she's doing great. You know, the chemo's working, blah, blah, blah. And he tells her, you know, I'll take the shift off. I'll stay here with you. And she tells him no. Like, she tells him, go to work. I'm fine. And at shift, Severide's on his computer looking up just kind of homeopathic remedies because Anna's always sleeping. She's not eating. She's not doing great. Stella actually comes in and tells us. And Stella tells him, like, when I was in, I think it was rehab, she said, the only thing that sometimes would get me through the day would be a burger and fries. So Kelly, you know, takes that to heart. And at this point, he's, like, looking out the window, tearing up. And, like, there's one tear that rolls down his cheek. And I'm like, oh, honey, like, I just want to hug you. I just want to hug him and tell him it's all going to be okay, even though, you know, it's not. Like, be prepared what's gonna come. So he ends up bringing Anna a cheeseburger and fries and cookies from Ellie, who is one of the house fire victims that they rescued. And they exchange I love yous, and it's just the sweetest thing ever. Like, he's just so caring for her, and he just loves her so much. And she sees that. She's like, oh, I love you too, and like, I love that you think about me and bring me this and everything like that. So later on, he falls asleep at her bedside, and when he wakes up, he sees a sticker on the window. Now, it's red. It has a few letters on it. And when it comes into focus for him, it says DNR. So he goes out to her doctor and is like, what's happening? Like, why did she sign a DNR? She wants to live. I don't understand. Stuff like that. And he obviously tells her, like, this is Anna's choice. We can't sway her decision one time, like, once she's done it. Really sad. So he goes to work again, and they're on a rescue, and Chief, like, speeds up. Like, he's not playing games. At this point, I, like, immediately thought, oh, no, like, it's coming. I figured she was going to die. But, oh no, it's coming. Like, oh god. As soon as I saw the DNR scene, I was like, it's happening. So he tells, like, Anna took a turn. You need to go. Take the buggy. Go. And, of course, Kelly does. Lights and sirens. Runs all the way there. And the doctor tells him that Anna went septic and she is going to die. And there's nothing they can do about it. So Anna, he goes in and the doctor, like, even tells him, like, if you wanted to say anything, say it now, because we don't know how much longer she has. So Anna talks to him about Ellie, you know, the woman that he was trying to get out of the house, because after Ellie's house fire, she was still living in the house, like, and it's not safe. The fire was in the roof, like, it's not safe. So he goes there and he helps her pack and helps her get out of the house. And you know, he's telling Anna about this and tells him that she loves him. And her last words to him were, carry me. Like, you can't carry a house on your shoulders. And then she says, I love you, and carry me. And at this point, Kelly is, like, screaming at the doctors to do something, and Anna's dad just, like, literally hugs him and just, like, doesn't let him go. And it was only 9:20 in the morning when she passed. 9:21 was her time of death that they called. So they have the funeral a few days later, and everyone's kind of hanging out at Severide's apartment. And he's really just not there. Oh, I guess they didn't pack up yet. I guess he just convinced her to pack everything. Sorry. So, you know, and at the end, Casey's like, all right, guys, let's clear out. Let's give him some space. Let's let him just kind of be for a little bit. And Stella stays. And Stella has an envelope from Anna's dad that has everything that Anna had in her hospital room on her wall, all the pictures, all the, you know, anything she had on there. And Stella tells him, like, Anna's dad said you would want to have this. And it's literally everything. And he breaks down, like, this poor baby, he just breaks down. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, ugh, I can't. So after that, this is when Kelly goes to Ellie's house and he tells Ellie his girlfriend died. And they hug and everything and they cry. And then, you know, that's when he helps her pack everything up and get her out of, you know, that house that's going to collapse at any moment. And that's all for that episode. That episode was very Anna/Kelly/ Ellie slash teaching, you know, a lesson of, you know, you don't have the physical things, but you have the memories. I really think that's what that episode was trying to tell us all. So then we go to episode 21. It's kind of just like slow from here about Anna. And this one's called 60 Days. So Anna's parents have Kelly thank Chief Bowden for the flowers. And like, this is how much the firehouse is a family at this point. Because if Chief Bowden, he barely knew Anna, I bet. Like, I'm guessing like all that they knew about Anna other than like Stella is what Kelly told them. I bet you they never really met her. Maybe they did. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But we never really saw that. So going on what I like know from what we saw, I think that's pretty much all they know. So Chief Bowden sent flowers and her parents, you know, thank him for it through Kelly. And then later on in the episode, he finds one of her gloves on the couch and he just like freezes. Like, this poor guy is frozen. So that's all we hear about Anna until season 6, episode 14, which is called Looking for a Lifeline. And it's when Kelly and Stella actually go to Springfield to open up a children's ward in Anna's honor. And, you know, they're all dressed up. And at this point, Stella's been there for him. They've been friends, but they're not together yet. They're kind of getting there, though. So, let's see here. We have some listener thoughts here. Just give me a second. My thoughts on Zeb or Anna were, I loved them. Like, I thought it was a great relationship. I thought it was beautiful and sad, and just it kind of had high points and low points, like any relationship does. But ultimately, it's like one of the saddest relationships in One Chicago history for me. Faith said that she loved them so much, and I agree. And then from One Chicago Girl, she said, Anna showed Severide what unconditional love was, and it was the first step towards him becoming the better man Stella deserved. Totally agree with that. That is exactly what she did for him. She was amazing. And then Christy Patton said, I hurt them, but I hurt Severide too. And I also agree with that, because that's definitely where we are now. Without Anna, I don't think we would have Celluride. Without Anna showing him, like, hey, this is what a real relationship is, we wouldn't have we wouldn't have Celluride. So that is it for me. I hope I didn't cause too many tears. I kind of want to go watch this episode again because it's heard that episode. Carry Me Again, because it's so sad and it's just, it's beautiful. It's like beautifully done, and I'm glad this is acting, because if it happened in real life, it probably has happened in real life, but if it ever happened to me in real life, I would be a wreck. So I hope everybody has a great day, a great week. Stay safe from COVID. Like I said, I know I've had a few close calls this week. So just stay safe, and I guess we'll get through it together. Have a good week, guys. Bye.